MGTOW men, welcome back. So there are two articles that I want to talk about over the next 2 weeks, and fittingly, they're both pretty recent and relevant. So they have to do with complementarianism and the Me Too movement. And for those that are new, each Sunday I take a look at MGTOW and its relationship to the red pills in the Bible or the status of the Christian church today. And there are many connections between the two for those that aren't aware, and I want to respond to a couple of these articles. So one is from the pastor many of you probably have heard of, John Piper. The other is from Beth Moore. Moore is a well-known author in Protestant Christian spheres. She's appealing largely to groups of women that are in Bible studies, counseling groups, and just cross churches throughout the United States. And I'm going to talk about the idea of complementarianism, like I said. And within it, the burden on men is a fact. And it's a fact of life. It's a fabric of our existence. So MGTOW is here to bring this up. So the burden of performance between men and women in terms of output and innovation and sweat equity is on men. And this is actually brought forth in complementarianism. So MGTOW is here to bring this up today. So aptly put, if you don't listen to anything else I have to say today, just know that what MGTOW does is that it asks you this question: do you want to be a part of this expectation? The extra work that's going to go into getting that white picket fence and family, supposed happy life and marriage, because this is what's expected of you if you want that. Nobody has told you that previously, probably. Everybody thinks that as long as I do X, Y, and Z, that I'm going to get it, and that it's not going to be as much sweat as actually is required of you, especially according to what John Piper says in this article. So I was asked back in an interview I had with Miss Andrew today to talk about complementarianism and whether or not I agree with it. This is essentially a concept, if you've not heard of it. It's in Abrahamic religions, and it states that men and women have different yet complementary roles and responsibilities in marriage, religious leadership in the church. So I don't disagree with it at face value, but what I have an issue with is where expectations on men are not talked about as being actual expectations. So, and then men get into situations where they have to put in work, not knowing that they have to put in work. And it's what I talk about all the time in MGTOW. Men are waking up to the realities that haven't been shared with them, just realities that they've had to find by happenstance. So one of the things that hits a lot of men, particularly Christian men, I probably talk about this every 3 weeks, is that for a relationship to exist today, a man is going to have to put in a lot more work than would be considered equal. So at least that's expected. So as a standard of chivalry, is the baseline standard that's expected of men. So what that means is that if that's the baseline standard, then something underneath chivalry leaves a lot of men in the dust. But a lot of men aren't really willing to do that. And then they realize, why isn't this working out? The expectation bar is actually higher than they thought. So in Christian churches, the expectation of servitude plays into this. And I'm not knocking the purpose of being a servant, but it positions a lot of men unfavorably. So John Piper actually brings up this in the excerpt I'm going to read. When we read this, why would a man want to be a part of this is what I'm asking. So complementarian claim is what he calls it. This is where biblical complementarians step in and say that something beautiful and vital is lost when the only summons to men in relation to women is the same as the summons given to women in relation to men. Cause like this: be respectful, be kind, keep the golden rule. So no, say complementarians, God requires more of men in relation to women than he does women in relation to men. God requires that men feel a peculiar responsibility for protecting and caring for women. And as a complementarian, I do not say that this calling is to the exclusion of women protecting and caring for men in their own way. And I bold this. I am saying that men bear a peculiar, I don't know why he used that word rather than a particular, burden of responsibility that is laid on them in a way that is not laid on women. So it's tragic when a whole culture refuses to tell men that they lost their manhood, includes a peculiar kind of care for women. So modeling the peculiar summons to the men in marriage, Christ does for his bride to save her, beautify her, nourish her, and cherish her. In Paul's way of thinking, which he references from Ephesians, this peculiar calling of manhood is no more reversible with the calling of womanhood than the work of Christ is reversible with the work of the church. And since this calling is rooted not in asexual competencies, but in the nature of manhood itself, its implications for life are not limited to marriage. To be sure, a husband bears unique responsibilities to his wife, which I could bold that as well. But this deeper meaning of manhood does not lose its significance when he walks out of the door of his home. Men as men everywhere, all the time, bear a burden under God to care for the well-being of women, which is not identical to the care women owe men. This message at the heart of complementarianism has been all but muted in our culture. Many would rather sacrifice this peculiar biblical mandate given for the good of women than betray any hint of compromise with egalitarian assumptions. Thus, I am arguing we have forfeited both a great God-ordained restraint upon male vice and a great God-ordained incentive for male valor. Muted. So that's the thing. It's been muted. And MGTOW is unmuting these things. What does this mean as a Christian, MGTOW? Well, since we are not engaging in these relationships and we aren't getting married, that doesn't mean that we aren't picking up burdens elsewhere. MGTOW men are still picking up burdens. We are picking up burdens in other areas of our life, potentially, ones that we're selecting. And we are mentoring other people, helping other guys out, taking care of ourselves for once, because society doesn't promote that. We're improving our craft, doing well at work and hobbies, and other people are benefiting from those things. Don't get me wrong. We're not opting out of benefiting other people. And I still believe in being a servant. And MGTOW recognizes that we don't want this burden on us if we don't want it, because we don't need it. The world's at 7 billion. The relationship between men and women in terms of reproducing and what that brought forth, and then the demand for this complementarian idea and ideal, can be pushed to the wayside if a man chooses to do it. There are so many ways to skin a cat in this world, and part of MGTOW is opening our eyes to this. And this message is something that we need to have our eyes open to, because it's not a message of one that's actually shared at all. And the way I see this message that Piper put out, it's actually part of the warning that MGTOW offers, even though he didn't intend for that. So take it as you want. Next week, I'll be talking about Beth Moore's words. It's a head scratcher. SunriseHoodie@gmail.com. SunriseHoodie on Twitter. Hoodies up, hoodies out.